Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we've come to worship him." The visit of wise men to baby Jesus is remarkable in many ways, and we'd love to know far more details. I often try to imagine what it would be like if this were to happen these days. I'm quite sure that news reporters from all over the world would have been on the scene to interview the important visitors and to find out where they'd come from and who exactly they were. The film crews would have had a wonderful time filming these exotic visitors. But we have none of those advantages. We have only Matthew's few words of introduction. The visitors were wise men from eastern lands, and it is presumed that they were astrologers because of their interest in the star which they'd been following. Astrology had its roots thousands of years before these wise men. It seems to have first taken root in Mesopotamia, which we now know as Iraq, before heading east to India. Whoever these visitors were, they certainly weren't Jews. And that's really the point. Jesus came as the King of the Jews, but his coming was good news for the whole world, including those who knew nothing of the Jewish faith. The visitors clearly had their own set of beliefs, but all the evidence convinced them that they needed to worship this baby king. Throughout this gospel, Matthew is keen to show that although Jesus was a Jew, and came to fulfill all the hopes of the Jewish nation, he came to bless the whole world. Indeed, the gospel ends with Jesus challenging his disciples to take this good news to the ends of the earth. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you that all around the world there are people who are eager to worship Jesus. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.